'Tis the season to see red, not just because of traditional red and green for Christmas, but because it's the color of ribbon that MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, has begun distributing. We sat down with Teresa Paulette, who works as MAD's Victim Services Coordinator.
MAD's not against drinking. That's one thing we always want to make sure people know. We're just about not drinking and driving. And so we try to educate people that go out and have a good time. But if you're planning to drink, then plan ahead. Have a non-drinking designated driver. Take an Uber, take a taxi, or some other rideshare, or spend the night with your friends or a hotel, whatever it is. But make a plan. Don't worry about it. We want you to get home safely, and we want everybody else to get home safely. Unfortunately, what I've been noticing in the recent crashes, I've been seeing a lot of 23, 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds, so it's still that younger group, and they're involved in these fatal crashes. And I'm actually seeing a lot of females, which is alarming to me. So we're not reaching everybody. We still need to reach more.
And we've had a couple of cases just recently.
Yes.
On the Big Island on Maui, and it's heartbreaking because you had a young mom of young children.
The one on the Big Island was Cassie Lynn Alice, and she has four children that she'll never be a mother to now. They will forever miss their mother, and it's just a tragic, preventable event. This is what we try to tell people. This is not, a natural disaster or a health issue. This is something that we know that can be prevented. Just don't drink and drive. It's that easy. But we have to get everybody doing that, not drinking and driving. And, our heart goes out to this family. And we do have another victim on the Big Island who is reaching out to that family. And then, as you mentioned, on Maui, we've had so many, actually. Hannah Brown, she was 19 years old, and she was in a car driven by her boyfriend when a female driver, 23 years old, was driving in the wrong lane and crashed into them. And Hannah was just truly an outstanding young girl with so much to offer. And it's just heartbreaking. And if you talk to the Maui police or you saw them on some of the interviews, they've just had enough. It's too much. They're heartbroken. They're tired. They want this to stop. And, they're pleading with the community. And actually, I have to say, the community is coming out. They had a sign waving with about 200 people that showed up because they're saying enough is enough.
And you are involved in this because your son was killed.
Yes.
By a drunk driver.
Yes, by a repeat offender. He had 6 prior DUI arrests. And there is so much anger and so much grief when this happens. And we don't call it an accident because it's not. It's a crash. And people have to be rethinking this. It's not like, oh, it's just an accident. You can move on. Accidents happen. No, it's not. It was something that occurred because a person chose to drink alcohol and then get behind the wheel of a car that's traveling 40, 50, 60 miles an hour and it weighs 5,000 pounds. That's a bad choice. That's a deadly choice. And so there's a lot of anger that goes with that and grief, of course. And I made a decision that I wanted to do something about this. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to help make it, to end it. Hopefully one day we will see the end to drunk driving with advanced technologies and such. But I don't know if it'll be in our lifetime, hopefully.
But you're there for families who have suffered a loss because you can come from that place. And you know, because you've been through it.
That's true. That's very true. And it's understanding. What I find is that victims find it comforting when you say that you have experienced that. And right away, they know that they're talking to somebody that has gone through it. And I think what it does, too, is it gives them hope. It gives them hope that they can continue, that they can go on. They probably, at times, just want to give up. But I think it gives them hope that there is life, that they can keep putting one foot in front of the other and hopefully work through their grief.
And it's not just the victims' families, too, but sometimes the driver, because their lives are changed forever.
Absolutely.
And that's a heavy thing to be faced with.
Absolutely. We have young people that are going to prison for 10 years or more. And even older people, that's right. Two families are impacted. And you know what? It goes beyond that. It's a community, too, because the community hurts each and every time this happens. And we all talk about it. And I don't know that anybody realizes that group hurt that does occur. We're talking about it. We talk about our sadness learning about these things. So it has a rippling effect throughout.
Yeah, I know whether it's a court case. We had the one gal that was sentenced, I think it was 10 years, I believe.
Yes.
For not stopping after she hit someone that was in a crosswalk.
Yeah.
The young football player. Yeah.
Kalana Werner.
Yes.
Was the individual who was killed. He was 19. And Maisha Armitage was about 23 at the time that occurred. The crash occurred 3.5 years ago. It took a long time for the court case, but finally had the case. She was found guilty, and she was sentenced on November 1st to 10 years in prison. That's correct. So, and she has a young daughter. So again, think of all the people who have been impacted. The Werners, they will never have their son back. The Armitage family, their daughter will be in prison for 10 years, but she will be out one day. But the hurt goes on. And again, it's preventable. This is the thing. This is just 100% preventable.
So talk about the checkpoints that are coming up.
Okay, the checkpoints are really a very wide net that gets spread because it's a random checkpoint they set up. The cars go through. They determine which number. It's like, okay, it's the fifth car in this group is going to get stopped. And then they have to do it. Every fifth car gets pulled over. And what happens, you get checked for your seatbelt, for your registration. They can check and screen that you're not drinking and that your eyes don't indicate there's any drugs. And so then if you're compliant, and that you've got insurance and all, if you're compliant, then MAD gives them a goodie bag. But it does catch people who are impaired, people who have warrants out for them, criminals who are on the run. And so it's really amazing who they do apprehend in those sobriety checkpoints. We had one down at Sand Island Road, and we have KIPSI, the Keiki Injury Prevention Group. And what they do when children aren't in proper restraints, they give a ticket to the family, and I believe it's almost $200, but they install a brand new car seat properly, and they strap the child in. This one case, the family had like 5 or 6 young people under the age of like 3 in the back seat with no restraints. And they didn't even have enough car seats. Anyway, they did get them home safely and got them new car seats for all those children.
Wow. So it's helped in so many ways.
So many ways. The awareness comes out specifically during the holidays, as you said, because people are partying more. And we don't want them to forget, you know. Again, make the plan ahead. And you're going to go out and have some fun with the family and all that. Make your plan for your designated driver or take that Uber or stay in town at Waikiki in a hotel. And so the Red Ribbon is our signature piece that we've been passing out for over 30 years, and we ask people to make that commitment not to drink and drive and to tie that ribbon on a visible place on their car. And we know that we don't have a lot of antennas anymore, but there are still a few door handles, and there's side mirrors, and there's license plates and back window washers. So there's a few places that you can find on your car to tie that ribbon.
We have been talking with Teresa Paulette, Victim Services Specialist with MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. She supports the victim and survivors of impaired driving crashes.